This point, I'd like to introduce Wallace Brown, retired professor of history, to introduce our speaker this evening. Wallace.
I boast a long acquaintance with both the speaker, Dr. Anne Gorman Condon, and the subject of her lecture, Edward Winslow. I assume the lecture is mainly about Edward Winslow, though the subtitle, Loyalty in the Winslow Papers, might imply a good deal more, because the papers include wonderful information regarding many other loyalists, including their minds. I first became aware of Edward Winslow as the name of a Pilgrim Father, founder of Plymouth, when I was a graduate student of U.S. colonial history many, many, many years ago. A little later, I met his descendant of the same name, our Edward Winslow. Didn't actually meet him, of course, but metaphorically in the library. I felt I got to know him. Our Edward Winslow. One could not study Massachusetts loyalists and avoid Edward Winslow. One couldn't really study revolutionary Massachusetts without Edward Winslow, although some American historians tried, a fault conspicuously avoided by Dr. Condon. To be fair, I was reading the New York Times weekend book review a couple of weeks ago, and I was delighted to find a mention of the Winslows. I think it was by Reeve Lindberg, I may be wrong. So they're not entirely forgotten, clearly. Some time later, on arrival in New Brunswick, one of my greatest pleasures was to view in Trinity Church, St. John, the Massachusetts coat of arms brought here by Winslow as an inanimate fellow exile. Another pleasure was to meet Stuart McNutt, who deepened my interest in the Winslow papers, which he described as the greatest collection of private papers in all of Canadian history. About the same time, I met two Winslow descendants, the Mrs. Winslow of Woodstock, New Brunswick, and I developed an epistolary friendship with one of them, Miss Charlotte Winslow. I say Miss and Mrs. because Miss Charlotte would have no truck with Ms. or any of that sort of thing. It was strictly Miss Charlotte Winslow. The letters persisted until a few days before Miss Winslow's death a few years ago. She wrote of the completely unexpected arrival on her doorstep of a black female physician from the United States with the name of Winslow. I never replied to this letter, unfortunately. The Winslows, of course, like many of the loyalist elite, owned slaves. Another pleasure back in the late 1960s was to meet tonight's speaker and her husband. It's nice to see that while most of us of that era, unlike most of us of that era, Anne is still gainfully employed. She needs, as they say, no introduction. Some essentials are printed in brief in your program. Her research and publication record cuts an impressively broad swath and ranges from political history to the fascinating field of material history. No one is better qualified to give tonight's 10th Milam lecture, The Mind in Exile, Loyalty in the Winslow Papers. Ladies and gentlemen, great pleasure to introduce Dr. Anne Gorman Condon, tonight's speaker.